Welcome to Let the Children Fly, where we empower families one parent at a time. I have an encouraging word from part of my own personal story for the fathers out there today. You know, many of you are already aware of my story and that suicide was a very big part of my childhood. And the last attempt that I had made, I was not found for 3 days. They rushed me to the hospital, and they actually had declared me DOA, which means dead on arrival, and another officer found a really faint pulse and declared life over me. Praise the Lord for that. But I spent 3 months in a coma, and it was during that time that I was already estranged from my father. I had not spoken to him probably at least 5-6 years, had not seen him at all. We probably didn't even know each other's phone numbers, that type of thing. There was absolute space and disconnection between us. And I woke up from my coma 3 months later, and my sister let me know that my mom had passed away while I was in my coma. Life was pretty hard. And as the Lord supernaturally healed my body, and I was able to walk out of the hospital, despite them saying I needed a double transplant. Come on, you guys, God is good. God is faithful. But anyways, as I walked out of that hospital, I really had a long journey ahead of me of inner healing, healing my mind and healing my soul from so much of the trauma that I had endured as a little girl. And about 6 months after I got out of the hospital, my sister came to me and she said, "Lisa, there's a part of your story of when you were in the hospital, when you were in the coma, that I really feel like it's important for you to know and to understand, part of your healing process." And I said, "Well, what was it?" And she said, "When you were in your coma, you were unresponsive." I don't remember the medical name for it, but when the doctors will put like a sharp object to the bottom of your feet to see if you have any neurological reactions or muscle reactions. And I had none, absolutely none. They were still really waiting to see what would be my final state if I even woke up. So you know, it was pretty scary medical situation. But anyways, the point is that I was completely unresponsive. And she said, "Lisa, there was one day," she said, "Dad found out that his daughter was dying, and he decided to break all the barriers, and he decided to come up to the hospital to see you." And she said, "Lisa, when he walked into the room and you heard his voice, you started thrashing around. And all of a sudden, it had all this muscular, my muscles were having movement." And she said, "It's like you had a strength in you that the nurses and doctors hadn't seen before." She said, "You were thrashing around. You were trying to pull out the respirator." She said, it actually was really quite violent. And she said, "It was so bad that they called security and they escorted Dad out and they told him, your daughter is fighting for her life. You are not allowed back here at all." And as my sister told me that story, tears just started dripping down my face. And I said, "You know what?" I said, "I think you misunderstood. I think you got it wrong. I don't think that you fully understood what was going on. I was a little girl inside who longed to have her daddy, and my daddy came. I think that me hearing his voice and me being aware of his, you know, presence, and come on, there's just a connection between fathers and their children, that it literally was pulling something so deep within inside me. I think I was trying to, I wanted to embrace him. I wanted to talk to him. It was like my daddy's in the room. And I believe that that was a significant part of my healing process, that my daddy was there. That my dad was willing to overlook all the barriers, all the hurtful words, all the disconnection, all the years of silence, all the messages that he wasn't wanted, that, you know, the eye rolling, that it was all his fault, you know, all that kind of stuff. He overstepped all of that. And he showed up in my hour of the greatest darkness, but also in the greatest fight for my life. He showed up and it made a difference of life and death over me. And so I just want to speak that word of encouragement over you fathers, that I don't know what's going on specifically with your children. I don't know how many eye-rolling episodes you have to endure during the day. I don't know how many times their mouth roars against you. I don't know how many slammed doors that you have heard. I don't know. Maybe your kids are older and they've completely pushed away. I don't know. I'm also speaking to those dads that have great relationships with their young children. And I'm just letting you know the truth. Just because there's a fact does not make it a truth. I'm letting you know the truth that God has wired children of any age, to respond to fathers who are there. That there is something inside of the wiring of a human being with a dad that is so special, so unique, so powerful, because it models Father God on earth. Come on, this is so important. I just want to break off of the fathers right now that have been obeying and listening to the disrespect, to the eye rolling, to the pushing away. And I just want to speak to you and I just want to say, step over it. Step over that. Step over the fact that they are rejecting you or that they are pushing you away or they're giving you flack or their flesh is coming out. Step over that and let your presence be known. Put your feet in the ground and declare, I'm unmovable. I'm not moving away from my child. I'm not moving away. I am here. Your presence alone is warfare. Your presence alone brings protection. Your presence does something deep inside that child, even if that child's flesh or their hurts or their attitude is expressing something otherwise. So, fathers, we bless you and the powerful role that God has given you inside a child. Be blessed.